From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. I regret this already.
It's always the best when we get to talk about the DMs True. That you've been sending into us.
Deepa, what do we have in the DMs today?
I think this is going to be a really fun one for everyone. So Morgan wrote in and said, what's one time your sibling or siblings got you into some very serious trouble?
Oh, God, which time? I can't. It's not
your
just
favorite time.
One. Like, I have two younger sisters that I used to terrorize.
Right.
All the time. I would constantly get into trouble for like practicing wrestling moves or just like scaring the hell out of them or just like being that older brother that does older brother stuff.
You really resented when your parents had your sisters.
Oh, especially the middle, Laura.
Yeah, Laura.
Yeah. When she was born, I said, I wish she was never born.
Yeah.
And every now... Yeah, and every now and then, Deepa, just as a joke, yeah. I obviously don't feel that way now, but every now and then as a joke, I'll always bring that up. I'll be like, yo, you remember that time? And she will also say, well, you always said, well, you wish I was never even born anyway, so right. What does it even matter?
Oh, that's scarring.
So right? Scarring.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mocha, so tons of times right? Like
tons.
So many,
yeah.
So many,
yeah,
so yeah, many. Yeah. Now, did your sisters ever do stuff and then blame it on you? Like, did you ever have to take the heat or willingly take the heat for things your sisters did? Did you ever bail them out or no?
No, but like when they were babies and toddlers and stuff, I used to do crap.
Right.
Spill something, break something, and be like, they...
Babies
Laura,
did
Laura
it?
Did it, yeah. Or Lisa did it. She knocked it over. Or something like that.
The cop-out answer.
Yeah, big time. Lied all the time.
My brother has never sold me out.
Uh-huh.
Never.
Have you ever sold him out?
Never.
Because you're the younger one?
No. Nope.
Wow.
Never. Not one time. We've never, ever been in any way resentful or vindictive towards each other, even over something Aww. Petty. Like, I'll always
That's
lie.
Lovely.
Aww,
yeah, I would always, I would always lie. He would always lie. So yeah. No, I don't have that.
So I told a story of being the oldest and having two younger sisters.
Yes.
Deepa, you are the youngest. And you have two older brothers. What was that like?
That was complete torture. And there's one specific time I'm going to bring up. And I'm not going to mention which brother did this, but it has scarred me till this day. In the ninth grade, you know, like MSN, you could share song lyrics and like, oh, in your personal message or whatever. So I put song lyrics from... I used to listen to Vibes Cartel a lot in the ninth grade.
Dance hall artist. And okay.
Dance hall vulgar, like dutty, dutty music.
Yeah.
And I had put this like line from a song and my brother was on MSN and he came in my room and he's like, hey, like, oh, that's a cool lyric. Is that from like a Selena Gomez song or something? And I was like, no, it's from Vibes Cartel. And the line was... It was literally love you, baby, mind and soul and body. Okay. So it wasn't anything explicit.
Okay.
And he's like, Deepa, you listen to Vibes Cartel? And I was like, I love Vibes Cartel. He's like, I'm going to tell mom. So then he runs down the stairs and starts telling my mother that I listen to very explicit music, dancehall artists, and she's going to learn the wrong things from this music. So I grab my MP3 player and I delete all the music.
Oh my God.
I deleted everything because I knew that my parents were going to come check what music I listened to. I was like 13 years old at the time. So I remember sitting there and like it's taking forever to delete. And my mom comes in the room and she's like, Deepa, what is this that I hear? Give me your MP3 player. And I hand it to her. And she's like, she can't turn it on because it's in the process of deleting everything. And she's like, what did you do? I said, I don't know. Like, it just stopped working. And she's like, really? Well, your father will talk to you about this tomorrow.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, my God.
And you're not going to say.
I did not sleep.
I also love that you said you're not going to say which brother it was, but you only have two. So
yeah,
like,
well, they can figure it out for themselves.
Yeah, okay, but it's
well,
not
they know.
Like, they know.
Well, they know, yeah. But, yeah.
Next DM, please. Yeah.
Spar Gossip, I think that's how you say it, wrote in and said, who has everyone hung out with the most in the room outside of work? It seems like Mocha and Maury have actually hung out a lot, like his birthday, Vegas, et cetera, et cetera.
Those were work. So not including work stuff, right?
No, not Vegas. We
I
went
guess
to
not including.
So hold
LA.
On.
LA.
Okay. Yeah. They went to LA. You didn't go to Vegas with, you weren't in Vegas with Mocha, right, Maury?
No.
So how many work trips have you been on with Mocha?
Three.
How many social gatherings have you been to with Mocha or social outings?
Two.
Which were...
Really? That's it?
I think
no,
two.
No, there's got to be
what
more
are the two?
Like work stuff.
Oh, maybe three. So Devo's boat cruise.
Right.
Twice.
Yeah.
Microliga's bachelor pub crawl.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's three times.
Yeah.
My birthday once. Four. Work events.
You guys have never hung out one-on-one.
Well, I don't think we chose to hang out together then.
Yeah, we were just at the same thing at the same time.
Okay, so how many times have you guys chosen
never.
To hang out with
oh,
each other?
Oh, zero.
How many times have I decided to hang out with Maury socially?
Every time in the car.
No. That's not socially. We're going to work.
Oh,
that's
twice.
Carpooling.
I think zero,
zero.
Right?
I would
yeah,
say zero.
Zero.
When have I hung out with you socially?
There was a really, at the very, very beginning, we met for like, at the Drake Hotel or something for like, 2 seconds to have a glass of water.
Excuse me?
That
does not sound like me at all.
Okay, great. So you were both dehydrated and got
yeah,
lots of water.
Like, I don't remember that at all. I would say zero. I've hung out with Shem zero times.
You and I like a couple times.
But no, just you and I?
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah, us with Deepa, zero.
Zero, so, zero times
so
with Deepa.
So the answer to that question, Deepa, yeah. is zero.
Yeah, all around.
Zero, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for all of
we
your DMs.
We should hang out, guys.
Yeah.
Zero.
I'm busy.
Yeah, we don't ruin the streak. Keep the DMs coming in. We talk about them every day.
Roz and Mocha's DM. Deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
DM time, y'all.
Deepa, what do we have in the DMs today? What do people want to know?
Okay, so Chris wrote in and said, been listening to the show since I was a kid. Deepa, you're a great addition to the show. I love the entire gang. You always brighten up my day and so many lives. Roz is my favorite, by the way, but a super duper serious question.
Oh. What? Well, I was going to say, this person just said that you're
yeah,
their favorite.
But there's
and then
a
you,
but.
Like,
because
you scoffed
there's a,
at
because
it.
There's a but.
Okay, Roz don't like the
oh.
butts.
No, this is a good question. I promise.
Okay.
I promise you this isn't anything tough.
He's pretty suspect right now, though.
Super duper serious question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how smooth and cool might we get by reading Roz's book?
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. Super, yeah, it's a great compliment. It's a great. You can't just say something nice, right? Like it has to be wrapped in,
nice.
In something awful. How smooth? I don't want to answer that question.
But, like, it's for us. Are we going to be cooler once we read the book? Are we going to pick up Major Roz vibes?
Well,
are we going to
be smoother after reading the book?
Yes.
If I myself called me smooth, cool dude, then I could answer the question of to how far down the smooth, cool ladder you could climb after reading my book. But I don't refer to myself as smooth, cool dude. Therefore, I reject the question asked if anybody will become smooth and cool from reading my book.
Question about the book.
Yes.
A little bit broken, by the way. Out on September 27th. You can pre-order at rozweston.com.
Yeah.
Does smooth, cool dude come up at all in the book?
Oh.
No.
Nice.
Oh, spoiler alert.
No, it doesn't.
Do you reference
it
in any
question.
Way?
No.
Will it come up in part two?
No.
Oh. Okay. Next Aww. DM, I guess, Deepa.
Roz, I think you should apologize to Chris for rejecting to answer his question.
Okay. I am sorry, Chris. Okay. It's a stupid question. I'm not apologizing for not answering a stupid question.
Will it be in the children's book version?
Oh! You have to take a like machete to this book to make a children's version.
It'll be
out
one
of
page.
It'll be, yeah, exactly.
All right, next DM.
This one is from Mocha. Someone texted in and said, Mocha, have you ever had sleep paralysis before?
Sleep paralysis?
Isn't that Shem?
No,
I've had sleep paralysis.
What
have
sleep
you?
Paralysis?
Are they talking about night terrors or are they talking about sleep paralysis?
No, what? So sleep paralysis is when you wake up and you're conscious, but you cannot move. Like, you literally cannot move any part of your body. You can't make a sound. You can't scream. And sometimes people say, and there's a documentary on Netflix about this. I forget what it's called. But a lot of people who experience sleep paralysis see the same dark, shadowy figure at the edge of their bed.
No, I've never had.
Okay. That cleared it up quite quickly.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, no. I've had, like, moments where I'm dreaming. I'm having a night terror. And in my dream, I know that I'm dreaming, and I try to wake myself up by screaming, like, as loud as I can or moving around. And sometimes my screams in my dream in real life just sound like loud moans, right? Like, right? Like that. But in my dream, I'm screaming really loud. Or sometimes in my dream, I try to move around, like move my arms really quickly or whatever.
Yeah.
And in real life, it's just... like nothing really happens. I don't know. That wouldn't be considered sleep paralysis.
No, that's
you
just.
So if you wake up paralysis-sized, are you still sleeping or are you awake?
No,
you're awake at that point. Yeah.
And you can't move.
Yeah, it's like you. It's like you wake up, like you are awake, but every other part of your body is still sleeping, and you can't make it work.
Oh my God, why would you want that?
Nobody wants that.
I don't think anybody wants that.
That is freaky.
Yeah, no, nobody ever tries to recreate that recreationally.
Yeah, no.
Shem, you have a lot of sleep problems.
Yeah, lots. I have sleep apnea, and I am also an insomniac.
Right. Mm.
So what do you do when a lady's over? Do you just stare at her all night?
That'd be weird.
I would. What other choice do you have? What else are you going to do?
I mean.
Not look? Right? Do you ever fake sleep if you have somebody over?
Fake sleep?
Yeah.
No. Never fake sleep. No. I'm always a little bit embarrassed because it's not sexy having that mask and machine.
Oh, like right there. Hold on, baby. Let me put on the mask and turn on the machine.
Yeah.
Let me put my fighter jet mask
on. Can you tighten it up in the back for me? It's hard to reach.
Okay, good night.
Shem,
we should do this again.
It sounds like Shem goes in for a kiss. It sounds like this, like.
Take the mask off, Shem. Like, I can't. Yeah. The doctor said I'm not allowed.
Yeah. There's so many hose jokes I can make right now.
Oh, please don't. But please keep the DMs coming in because we talk about them every day. Thank you, Deepa.
You're welcome.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
DM time. Love this part of the show.
Deepa, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, we're going to get a little serious. Joseph wrote in and said, this is a question for Roz and Mocha. How do you guys get through the really, really hard times in your life? And love you guys so much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a. I mean,
That's a loaded question.
It is a loaded question because for a lot of people, it's constant, right?
Yeah,
it's not like you are sort of ever over anything. You sort of just learn to live with it. And I would say for me, the idea is to, because you can avoid and you can spend a lot of years avoiding the things that hurt and pretending they don't exist or trying to leave them behind. And I realized years ago that that's not the way to do it. And the way to do it is you have to sort of make space in your life moving forward, and you have to take all that stuff with you and learn to live with it. And once you learn to live with it, then you can learn to manage
it. That's the biggest struggle right there.
Right.
For me, I try to keep myself busy.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. As busy as possible. So my mind is taken up with whatever that thing is that I'm doing in that moment.
Yeah.
So I'm not thinking about the other stuff.
Yeah. Distractions work.
Right.
Yeah. And that works for, you know, that's why, you know, so many people who are, you know, either, you know, in recovery or have gone through any sort of trauma, you know, that's why you go to any AA meeting and every single person in the room smokes cigarettes, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's why distractions work. And I wouldn't advise, you know, against distractions. If you have something that, you know, is there and it's constant, as long as you're not trying to pretend it doesn't exist, I would fully support using distractions, because distractions are great, because those moments where you feel something about to crush you, you know enough to know that that's not going to be something that lasts a whole day or like a whole week. You know it's going to be in that moment. And if you have a defense mechanism in that moment that is based around distractions, that's not you avoiding. That's you being so in tune with who you are and your emotions and knowing how to avoid situations that would be crushing. It's beneficial to understand when to use distractions.
Yeah.
Does retail therapy count as a distraction?
Yeah, as long as that is not also destructive, though. Like, that's the thing with the, with distractions, is distractions can also be as harmful as the thing that hurts, right? And you can't do that. That's not a healthy or smart way to sort of deal with your problems. And, you know, you can't hurt other, you know, it's just like saying, you know, well, the days when I feel like I've been hurt, you know, I go out and I hurt somebody else, right? It's like, that's not a good way of dealing with pain. Mm. But distractions work. And yeah, sure. You know, going to a mall, retail therapy, Maury, sure. You know, that is a distraction.
Someone to talk to is important too. That's a distraction.
Yeah, for some people benefit from having somebody to talk to. You are one of those people that benefits from having somebody to talk to, for sure, because you see the benefit in that and you get gains out of that. Where other people, other
except
people
for the
don't.
Days when you don't answer your phone, Roz.
Oh, well, I'm your therapy? You've got the wrong guy, baby.
I actually have a follow-up question because I'm curious about something. Because what you guys do every single day is not an easy job, right? Like, a lot of people come to you for happiness and joy and laughter. But if you are having an off day, is it hard to come into the studio and just like turn it on for those couple of hours? Because I imagine that it's like kind of hard to set aside emotion sometimes.
No, because
this is the ultimate distraction.
Yeah. Like, I know. And it, because we've been doing the show for so long, or just because for me, I've been doing radio for so long, I know when to turn it off and what my job needs from me.
Yeah.
And to Roz's point, ultimate distraction. So when I walk in the room, everything else is turned off and I know I got to focus on this.
Yeah. And commitments matter. Right. And I didn't realize that when I was, you know, super young, but commitments matter. And I am more concerned with, like, regardless of how I've ever felt coming into this room with whatever else is going on, the one thing that supersedes everything is that I don't want to let anyone down.
Yeah.
And that is sort of my mission every day. And then to me, not letting Mocha down, or letting Mocha down, would be me allowing that stuff to sort of replace me, who sits in front of Mocha, with a person who, you know, isn't going to be good for him that day. Mm-hmm. So not letting Mocha down is sort my main motivation.
Cute.
When those days happen, for sure. And then the audience too. Aww. You know, you're right. They do come to us for a thing, and you want to give them that thing, because you know, a lot of people come to this show because they're going through exactly something like that. Right.
And we're the distraction for
them. And we're the distraction for them.
What happens if we're distracted?
Yeah.
Right? We can't. We have a job to do, right? Yeah. Thank you. That was amazing. What's that person's name that sent that in?
Joseph sent in that question.
Oh, well, Joseph, mad love to you. Thank you very much. Not sure if it was just out of curiosity or maybe you're going through something, but that was a wonderful question. Led to a wonderful discussion. Sending you lots of love. Thank you for that. Thank you to everyone for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in, because we talk about them every day.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
It's DM time. We do this every single day. We talk about the DMs that you guys are sending in to us.
I love the DMs. Okay, so Deepa, what do we have in the DMs today? Anytime you send us a DM, it goes to Deepa. She has control over everything. Listen, you know, some days I approve and some days I don't, right?
Deepa, so, I'm real curious about this one, because look at Deepa. She is so giddy right now.
I know. Yeah, I know.
I'm so excited.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's been a little bit of time since we last did one of these, but Roz, it is time to put you through another Guyanese/West Indian test.
Okay.
Carnival's just around the corner.
Okay.
All right. So perfect timing.
Okay. Michelle wrote it and said, "Hey Deepa, I have a Guyanese word for Roz."
Yes.
"Does he know what the word alu means?"
Alu?
Alu. Yes.
How do you even spell alu?
A-L-O-O. Alu.
Like alu.
But it's alu.
No.
Pronounced alu.
Oh.
Not alu.
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 Alu. Alu. Okay. Is it soft?
Can be.
Okay. Is it hard?
It can be.
Yeah, can be.
Can you, is it like, would you, is this something that you would like keep with you at all times?
No.
Is it part of your body?
No.
Okay.
No.
Is it something that if I whipped one out of my pocket, you would be impressed with?
No.
No?
It's impressive if he carried it around, no? Like, is that not impressive?
No, I'd be like...
Like, weird?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay. If somebody has one, is it normal for them to have one or, like, two?
You could have as many as you think you need.
Yes.
Oh.
Great thing about Alu.
Okay.
Yeah, you can have as many as you think you need.
Is it
you may need only one.
Is it Aluver? Like a lover?
No.
Okay.
What?
Okay. So it's not a lover.
No.
Okay. Okay. It's not a lover.
No.
Stretch.
If you bit it, would it make a noise?
No.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Okay. So it's not alive then.
No.
Okay.
No.
And you could keep one in your pocket.
Sure, weirdo.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Would I pay money for one of these?
Yes.
Yes, I would. Would I pay a lot of money for one of these?
I mean, with inflation now, probably.
Like, what's that? Like, okay. Like, would I pay $10 for one of these?
No.
No.
Not for one.
Okay.
You may pay $10 for more than one.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you buy them as individuals?
You can.
Do you buy
but
them?
Not likely.
Do you buy them in a collection?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Better for that.
Better for that.
Mm-hmm.
Could you bring it in the shower with you?
I guess you can, but nobody would ever.
If you woke up and there was one in the bed, would it be a normal occurrence or no?
No, absolutely not.
It wouldn't be?
Absolutely not. By the way, read the question again, Deepa. If you're just joining us, we're doing the DM deep dive. And this is one of the DMs that we got from someone.
Okay.
That Roz is trying to figure out.
I have a Guyanese word for Roz. Does he know what the word alu means?
Okay. If you saw me kiss one.
Yeah.
Would it be normal?
No.
Oh, no. It would not be.
Mm-mm.
No?
Not at all. I mean,
and I wouldn't tell anyone that I saw it either.
Oh.
I'd be like, hey, guess what I saw Roz doing just now? I'd be like, no.
Oh, really? Because, I wouldn't be able to escape that rep after that?
Yeah, no.
No, really?
I don't think so.
You'd be hounded by questions for the rest of your life.
Really?
Like, what were you thinking?
If you gave one as a gift to your wife, would she think that you were a great husband?
No.
No. Oh,
no,
okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
I think she'd be kind of mad, actually.
Oh, she would.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Is this
something that does it make you go faster?
What?
No.
Okay. Can you eat it?
Yes.
Whole?
Yes.
Whole?
Yes. If you choose.
Depends on the size. Yeah.
Okay. Depends on the size. Like if I had one in my hand, right, and I put it in my mouth,
yes,
would I be able to swallow it no problem?
No,
it depends.
It depends.
Yes.
What does it depend on? Do they come in different colors?
Do they? Oh yeah, they do actually. Yeah.
They come in different colors.
Uh-huh.
What are you laughing?
Shem.
You shut up. Okay. Is it lip balm?
It is not lip balm.
It is not lip balm. Okay. Is it a muffin?
It is not a muffin.
Nope.
It's not a muffin.
Shem, Deepa, would you guys like to tell him?
I wouldn't, because I actually wouldn't mind finding a muffin in bed. That would be a great morning. If you found
this
a muffin in bed,
that would be
a great morning.
Revelation. Yeah. Okay.
Has anybody ever made love to one?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, God.
Okay.
Well, you understand our reaction of anybody tells you
okay,
what it
you.
Is.
It's a potato.
Oh.
Potato.
Hold on a second here. Hold on.
What?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, Deepa, Guyanese, Mocha, Guyanese,
yeah.
Shem, Guyanese. Right. You all knew it was potato.
Yeah. Yep.
Why was there such a struggle when I said if I put one in my mouth, could I swallow it whole? Who's swallowing potatoes whole?
Well, exactly.
I don't know, but you could.
The answer to that question is no.
Okay, well then.
That's what you're working with, my guy, you know?
The answer to that question is that they're huge. Potatoes are big. Even little ones are big.
Some potatoes are tiny, tiny.
No. Even a small one you can't swallow whole. Okay? Nobody, if somebody looked at you and said, hey, do you think I could swallow this whole, you would say no, and you advise against it. Okay?
That part,
shut up.
That part right there is going to sound hilarious in slow motion.
Okay, stop it.
Thank you for all of your DMs. Keep coming in. We talk about them every day.
Potato. Bunch of potato swallowers in here. Right?
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Hello, Deepa.
Hello.
Hey, Deepa, what do we got in the DMs today?
Sadie wrote in and said, hey, Deepa, I love the show and I'm a big fan of the energy you bring. Thank you. My question for the DM Deep Dive is, I recently watched Mean Girls and was wondering if you could all go back to high school and join any clique that you wanted to, which one would you want to experience and why? It doesn't have to be one that actually existed at your high school, but one that might be in movies. I love this question. It's a very interesting one.
1,000% the jocks.
You'd want to be in the, with the jocks more?
Oh, yes.
Why?
Oh, I thought that was obvious.
Oh, so what? So just you can score? Please. Have you not
with
seen
the guys? No, score come with on. The guys.
The guys like you in movies like that don't score.
Yeah.
With the jocks.
No offense.
Right? You'd be the guy
who,
like.
Big Brother, and Shem, you could back me up on this. On Big Brother, the gay guy always cuddles with the jock straight guy.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite often. Yeah.
Given enough time, you sort of build a bond, and then.
They're like, well, cuddle. And Matthew and I are like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So why are Matthew and you not like?
Because this doesn't
cuddle.
Happen outside of the Big Brother house.
Oh, like you, what do you guys just? Would you got like if you just want like a straight guy to come over and cuddle you and Matthew?
Oh, is that a thing?
Why don't you just cuddle
each other, man?
Oh yeah, but like neither of us have like abs and muscle. We just want to hold on to some muscle.
Oh, you just want like a big sort of
like a beefy
guy to just come over.
Shem, what are you doing Friday?
And lie in the middle of the bed between.
Now
you
would
guys,
it be
right?
would it be a beefcake for each of you or just like one beefcake that you both share?
Oh, no, we would have to share because then I would get jealous of what's going on over there.
Right. Just cuddling, though. Just cuddling. Nothing else. Just cuddling.
I know. Yeah. No, we'd share.
You'd share. You'd have to share the same. Like, would you, like, hug the legs and he would, like, hug the
oh, no. Like he would get the right arm. I would get the left arm.
Oh, so you would just. So you each of you would put your head on either side of his chest.
Yeah.
And just cuddle. That's super weird.
So, yes, the jock Steve.
Damn it, sandwich.
Wow.
Deepa, do you have an answer?
I think I would want to be part of the popular kids group because I was so far off of that in high school. I was like teacher's pet, bullied a lot. So I just want to experience power in high school because you always imagine high school is going to be like, oh, the best time of your life. You're going to have these amazing experiences. And for me, I was just like at the bottom of the food chain. So I would like to be at the top. Just experience that for a little bit.
Now, what would you use? How would you use that power, though? Because you said that you wanted to have power. Would you then use it the same way people who had that power at the time used it?
I think I would be one of those really sweet, popular girls that would be like nice to all the normal people. And just walk around.
How many,
like,
and
hey,
how many
how's
of those
going?
Have you met in your life?
Zero.
I've met zero.
Exactly.
I've met zero. Yeah. So I want to be the first. I just want to be the first one. I think it's achievable.
Right.
Shem? I applaud that. I would like some nice popular people.
Yeah, I agree.
What about you, Shem?
You know, it's interesting. In high school, I was part of, I feel like, every group, right? Yeah. At some point, I was definitely part of the popular kids, the jocks, the nerds, because I did well in school, and also the art kids. So I don't really know. Yeah. Honestly, that's a tough question for me.
See, my high school was different because the actual sort of like typical, you know, high school cliques, right? My high school, very small. Mm-hmm. So everybody sort of did everything. Like everybody did kind of, you know, sports, but everybody still did the musical. And if you didn't do band, you did this. So there wasn't really down those lines of like the jocks, the nerds, the popular kids. However, in my high school, because I was in high school in the like late 80s, early 90s, you were divided by the music you listened to, right? That was it. And there was no crossing lines. You didn't have kids that liked a little bit of everything. Like you didn't. You had like the rock kids. You had like the prep kids. You had the new wave kids. You had the metal kids. Sure. And there was no mixing of genres when it came to who you hung out with.
Broadway kids?
Yeah, there were. And those kids were the ones that, like, you know, every year would freak out when there was a school trip to come into the city to see Phantom or Les Mis.
Yeah.
Right? And that was it. So you were really divided down music lines because it wasn't like it is now where you get people who will listen to this, but also a little bit of country, and they like pop, and they also like hip hop. Sure. It didn't exist then. Like yeah. What you listened to defined who you hung out with.
So which was your kind of crew?
I was just with the skids, like okay. the rock skids. Like yeah. that was sort of my group.
I used to have crushes on those guys.
Yeah. Like, you know what? If you looked at me and my friends, we looked like Hellfire from Stranger Things.
Really?
Right? Like, yeah,
that's what I said.
Those are my people.
Watched this new season of Stranger Things, and when I saw Eddie, I was like, that is exactly how I picture Roz.
See, no, because Eddie was more sort of, he had that more metal aesthetic where I had the more glam rock aesthetic, right? Oh, okay. I was more on the pretty side of rock kids.
With the eyeliner and stuff?
Yeah, and he was more on the sort of metal side of that. But those
two
groups.
Did you have long hair?
Oh my God, my hair.
Deepa, just Google Roz Weston High School.
No,
there's a picture on Google.
Don't do that.
Wait, is there actually?
Yeah, I put it there.
Wait,
you put it there?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
So that for reasons like this.
Did you know Roz?
High
Hold on.
School.
Roz Weston High School. Hold on.
I think that there's a picture of me on my own Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Damn. Maureen,
wait, what? That's Roz?
You're welcome.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Roz, you are beautiful.
Look at that skin. Flawless, huh?
Well, I don't even know what picture it is.
Your yearbook photo.
Oh, no, that's not the good one. Let me show you the better one, Deepa.
Hold on, there's a better one?
Oh, my God.
How does Google not have this? Yeah.
I can't believe that is Roz.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh,
I got a better one here. Just give me one second.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
show that to Deepa.
Deepa.
What?
Oh, I've seen this one.
Oh my God.
Look at that.
Holy crap.
His hair comes down like past his shoulders.
How old am I in that picture? Maybe like grade 10?
Yeah.
Maybe grade 10?
That's you in grade 10?
Yeah.
You got pretty bracelets.
Wait, so is your original hair color like that brown?
No, this is blonde.
Blondie?
You dyed it.
Yeah, my hair was dyed. My hair was dyed. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay.
My hair was blonde for a lot of years.
Wow.
Yeah. Why can't you grow it back?
Wow.
I could grow it back, but it's, I don't know. It's such a pain in the ass. Like, would you ever grow your hair back, Mocha?
Never. No.
It's such a pain in the ass.
Way too long. Deepa, at one point in my life, my hair was like down past my shoulders. It took me years to get it like that perfect.
Yeah, Mocha had a ponytail.
Oh my
gosh. Mocha wore a ponytail.
Ponytail gang Mocha, gang over here.
I wish that Mocha was hosting the show with that Roz.
Oh, could you imagine? We just have to make out all
day. First of all, it would never happen. It would never happen because you know how hard it would be to get that Mocha to wake up? Before noon, that Mocha used to drink vodka all night.
Thank you so much for all of your DMs. Keep coming in. We talk about them every day.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.